So it's your first day volunteering in the kids ministry. You don't know what to expect. You're a little nervous. You're worried the kids are going to beat you up. Well, by the end of this episode, I'm going to try to give you all the information you'll need to be successful and confident going into your first day as a kids ministry volunteer. My name is Michael Collins. This is the Kids Ministry Volunteer Podcast. I'm a children's pastor at Element Church in Forest City, North Carolina. I make this podcast primarily for my own amazing volunteers that I work with, but I hope that volunteers at other churches can find it useful as well. Let's get right into the show. So, first day, what happens? Well, to get to the point of your first day, first off, you must have already filled out a background check. Got that on file. That's good. And then you've received an email saying that you've been scheduled to serve this Sunday at either the 9 a.m. service or the 11 a.m. service. And when you get that email, we use Planning Center. So what it looks like for my volunteers is it has two buttons, accept or deny the schedule. If something comes up and you can't make it that Sunday, you can click deny. That's okay. It's not going to hurt my feelings. It's fine. Life happens and we have other volunteers. I can find somebody else. Nobody's going to be upset with you if you can't make it that Sunday. But let's say you are able to make it, you hit accept. What's next? Well, if you want, you can look over the lesson. Some volunteers like to look over the lesson beforehand and prepare and make sure they understand exactly what's going to happen and how it all works. Some don't. I'm fine either way. I try to set it up to where you can look over the lesson beforehand if you would like, or you can walk in on that first day and I already have everything that you need to teach prepared and sitting in a box waiting for you. But something else to remember is that if it's your first day, you probably aren't going to be the one teaching because there's going to be at least one other adult in that room with you. And first time volunteers, we try to put into a teacher assistant position so that you're not actually responsible for teaching the lesson. You're just responsible for assisting somebody else who's trying to teach the lesson. For most of you, that's probably a relief. For some of you, maybe you're a little disappointed. And I love that because that means that you're going to want to be teaching the lesson and I'll have another teacher. But you don't have to. If you're a teacher assistant, and you want to move up and be a teacher in a class, just let me know. If you're one of my volunteers, if you're not one of mine, let your children's pastor know or whoever's running your children's ministry that you would like to try to teach the lesson on your own, because I'm sure if they're anything like me, they'd be thrilled to hear that. Now, let's say you haven't looked over the lesson because you're not teaching it, but you show up 30 minutes early like you're supposed to, because sometimes we do have kids that get dropped off early because their parents are going to a connect group or teaching a class somewhere in the church and they need to drop the kids off a little early. So we try to ask the volunteers to be there half an hour before the class is supposed to start. You show up and you check in through the check-ins app on the iPad right there in the hallway and they print out a little name tag for you. Then you go to your class. And again, there'll be somebody, a volunteer there assisting with registration. I'm usually walking through that building. There'll be other teachers around. You can ask anybody for help if you need help. But then you get to the classroom. You've got a half an hour. What are you supposed to do? Well, first thing I would recommend is talk to the other teachers that are there. Go through the lesson plan with them. They maybe are looking through it for the first time right now. Maybe they've prepared beforehand and are all very familiar with the lesson. But either way, you want to talk with them, figure out what the game plan is, and double check that big box of supplies and make sure you've got everything that you need. If you notice that you're missing anything, you can contact me. Again, I'm probably right around the corner if you're one of my volunteers, or send me a text or a call. And if you're not one of my volunteers, I'm sure that you've got some way of getting in contact with whoever's directing the ministry for that day. And this is where things start to get a little bit different depending on which classroom you're in. If you are at Element Church in the babies and toddlers class, the youngest kids, sometimes as young as 6 months old, there isn't much of a lesson plan that is going to be changing. What we focus on for the babies and toddlers is just communicating the love of God through our words and our actions. We do this by praying with the kids every day, by playing with the kids every day, by taking care of them when they get hurt or upset, or comforting them. We do it by music, singing songs with them, playing music on the CD player or smartphone. We do it through reading books. You'll find a box of children's books in that supply box. Read books with the kids, play with them, interact with them, keep them happy and calm, and take time to pray with them and for them every day while you're in there. That is really the essence of the babies and toddlers ministry, because trying to get them to sit and listen to a lesson is very difficult, and they're not going to get much out of that. But the one thing that everybody can understand, even before they can talk, is that they're loved, because they understand that through action and through the way that they're being treated. And so in the babies and toddlers class, you are laying a foundation of the love of God in these children's lives. And you're helping to set up church as a place full of people who care about them, who want them to be happy and comfortable and successful, and that they can trust to love them no matter what. Now, if you're in the preschool classroom, all of a sudden things get a lot more complicated, because we have a lesson for you to teach. Again, assistant teach if you're not the teacher. But every day is different, and there's lots of little activities that vary every single week. And then there are some things that stay the same, like when you take the preschool classroom across the hall to hear the Bible story and do praise and worship. That is the same every week. But the individual activities that you have them doing that go along with the lesson are going to be different. And some weeks you've got 5 kids that are really well behaved and ready to listen, and you go through the entire lesson and you still have 15 or 20 minutes left over that you have to fill. If that's the case, you can go outside, let them play on the playground. You can let them play in the classroom. You can let them work on arts and crafts activities. Use the Play-Doh that's in that supply box, or color, or anything like that. And other days, you're going to have 12 preschoolers that are not getting along, maybe are not wanting to listen at all, and you're barely going to be able to get through the main part of the lesson, which is just the Bible story and praise and worship. Either way is fine. When you are in a classroom teaching or being the teacher's assistant, I trust you two as a team to make the best decision when it comes to what needs to happen in that classroom today. So I don't know, if you're not at Element Church, if you're not one of my volunteers, talk with your children's ministry director, your children's pastor about what's expected. But if you're one of my volunteers, that's your classroom. And if you determine that trying to sit these kids down and give them markers to color with is going to result in a disaster, in some kid coloring his own teeth blue, it's okay with me if you decide to skip that activity for the day. It's your call. I trust you guys to make the right decisions. If you're running into consistent problems like that and certain activities just are not working, let me know so that I can change the lesson plans. But before I get too off topic here, let's talk about the third and final classroom that we have at the moment at Element Church, which is the kindergarten through fifth grade classroom. This is by far the largest. The goal is to split this classroom in the near future into multiple groups, but this is the class that I'm typically involved the most with. If there isn't a problem in one of the other classes that I need to help deal with, I will actually teach a lot of the lesson in this classroom most weeks, depending on who the volunteer teacher is for that week. Some of the volunteers in the kindergarten through fifth grade class like to teach the lesson themselves, and some of them like to just let me teach, and they help out whenever I have to go out and do something else, or if a kid's having a problem of some sort. Either way is completely fine, but if you're in this classroom, I will come in and talk through the lesson with you for the day. A lot of times in the morning, I'll talk with you about what's going on. If you're wanting to teach the lesson yourself, I'll go through that with you and just make sure that you don't have any questions about how the day's going to look. And this classroom also has the most structure. We have the most consistent schedule across any of the classes. The kids are used to coming in, working on the activity sheets when they first get in there, waiting for the other kids to arrive, and then we have a lesson that follows a very similar schedule each week. So the kids should know what's expected of them. And again, if they are having any problems, if you're in this class and you're running into issues, just let me know. And that's my job to help handle those and contact parents if need be. So you have arrived, you've checked in, you're in the classroom, you've talked with the other teacher that's in there for the day, you've gone through the lesson, you know what's coming. then the kids start to arrive. It's great if one of the volunteers, the teacher or the teacher's assistant, either one of you, will hang out with the kids, get them started playing a game, doing arts and crafts activities, whatever that first activity is on the lesson plan for the day, get them started on that, while the other one waits at the door to talk to the parents as the kids are being dropped off. We do get a lot of first-time guests, and they're nervous to drop their kids off in this ministry for the first time. Just like you're nervous with it being your first day to watch their kids for the first time. So talk with them, let them know, introduce yourself. This will help you recognize the parents' faces, know who belongs to who. It'll give the parents an opportunity to talk to you about any allergies or issues that their child might be having. And it helps set everybody at ease with the idea of leaving these kids in your care for the next hour and a half. Then once all the kids have been dropped off, or it's 10 minutes after the service was supposed to start, you can go ahead and start the lesson. Or again, the teacher will start the lesson, you will assist in starting the lesson. The lesson will be written out in a folder inside of that supply box. It'll take you step by step through everything that's supposed to be done that day. Just work through it. If anything's confusing, you let me know. Let whoever's running the ministry for that day know, and they can answer any questions that you've got. But it should be fairly straightforward. Once the lesson is over, if you've got extra time, like I mentioned already, you can go outside, you can play a game, anything like that. But let's say you've made it through the lesson, things went somewhat decent, hopefully very well, but let's be honest. I mean, there's rough days and there's easy days. You never know what you're going to get. And then the parents start arriving. They start coming to pick up the kids. Well, at Element, every kid has a name tag, and there's a code on that name tag, and the parents have a tag that with a corresponding code. So parents should be coming to the door with their code, and you can take that and match it to the right kid and make sure that the child goes with their correct parent. Now, some of the parents know all of the teachers, and everybody's very familiar, and they can tend to forget about the code protocol. We're working on this. This hopefully is not going to be as big of an issue in the future, but ideally everybody has their code so that we know for sure that no child is going with an adult who isn't the one who dropped them off or isn't supposed to be picking them up. And then once all the kids have been picked up, your first day is pretty much over. If you were in the first service, sometimes you will have kids who are staying through both services because their parents were in the first service and then are in a connect group or in a class during the second service. If that's the case, if you have kids that are just hanging out 5, 10, 15 minutes after the first service is supposed to end, you can go ahead and pass them off to the volunteers for the second service and let them take it from there. But if not, if this is the second service or if everything, all the kids got picked up, the only thing left for you to do is clean up your room, make sure the toys are back where they were supposed to be, make sure that the supply box has everything back inside it and is sitting outside the doorway outside the door of the classroom in the hall where I will pick it up and put it away. And then also make sure the trash is out and sitting in a little bag on top of that supply box again so that I can pick it up. Again, so that I can pick it up and make sure it gets cleaned up. And then that's it. You did it. Thank you so much for helping out, and I hope that you enjoyed it. So hopefully, me just talking you through your first day has made things seem a little bit more manageable. It's not that crazy. If it's your first time, most of the other people, if not everybody else that's helping out that day, has been doing it for quite a while. And all of us are willing to help out and answer any questions that you have. So please don't be overwhelmed. And if you have any questions, don't be afraid to ask. Because if anything seems unclear to you, it probably is unclear to a lot of other people who are also afraid to ask. And if nobody asks me about something, then I don't know to answer it, or that I don't know that it's a problem that needs to be fixed. So don't be afraid to reach out, send me a text or an email if you're one of my volunteers. And if you're at another church, reach out to your pastor there. Because if you have that question, probably a lot of other people have that question as well. So thank you guys for listening. I hope this has been helpful. And just remember, love the kids all the time, no matter what. I'll see you in the next episode.